Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Martin Sherman is the founder and CEO of the Israel Institute for Strategic Studies. He's a former lecturer at Tel Aviv University. Martin Sherman, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
A great pleasure. Can you give us a sense of what is this all about? You know, we've had, there's so many smoke and mirrors when it comes particularly to the Iranian, US, Israel situation that it's very hard to figure out what is really what. Give us your sense.
Well, I think in the Middle East, something has been clear for the last few decades is that the benign assumption never really works out. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty swirling around what's going on. But I think as far as Israel is concerned, its policy should be based on the worst-case assumptions. I would be very skeptical if anything comes out of the peace agreements with this regime. Its whole political DNA is one of conflict, animosity, might rather than right. So I would be very cautious in believing any optimistic assumptions.
Right. So optimism, I couldn't agree more, because we've got no basis to see that Iran. They're not even pretending to change Iran. So there's no basis for that. The only optimism comes from the fact that they've been set back. And to some extent, to a large extent, the veneer's been ripped off, which means they are now exposed for being not as scary as they might have been perceived to be. That's where optimism comes from. But what is the would Israel enter into some form of discussion with Iran? What would be the point be?
I don't think there'd be any point. I think that is basically its whole existence, its whole raison d'etre, is one of conflict against the Zionist entity. I don't think they could justify its existence in any way by going for some more conciliatory pathway. But you know, on the pessimistic side, we should remember that this is not a regime that came to power by a coup. It came to power by a revolution. It was a regime that came to power, was swept to power by public support. And so I think that there's probably a very large anti-Israel sentiment, even the people who today oppose the regime. And that's why I wrote a recent article that I don't think that Israel could really confine itself to striving for regime change. It should strive basically for disintegration of the current Iran by inducing rebellion among the ethnic minorities. You know, people are perhaps not aware, but Iran is not really a monolithically uniform country. It's made up of a rich tapestry of ethnicities. The Persians are just over 50%, between 50 and 60%. The other 40% are different ethnicities, many of them who harbor resentment towards the central regime. And I think that that should be the aim of the dismantlement of present Iran into different self-governing ethnicities, most of them non-Persian, whether Azeris or Turks or Arabs or Baluchis or other ethnicities. I think that would be the only long-term stable solution. I don't see. I don't think that Israel could count on any successor regime being much more amicable towards Israel, or even if it was, whether that regime would be stable.
Were you surprised? I certainly was, and it either talks to my naivety or it talks to the fact that we believe what we read. Were you surprised that there wasn't a stronger uprising, a taking of an opportunity by the people of Iran to change the future?
Mildly surprised, because, you know, that's still maybe the case, but I think it's a population that A has been suppressed for so long, and B has been disappointed. If you remember, one of the more recent episodes was under Obama, when there was an uprising,
yes,
and Obama left them to their own devices. So they may be very suspicious of the results of an uprising today. But you know, it depends if the army itself, as opposed to the Revolutionary Guards, if the army itself suddenly becomes more patriotic, you know, there may be a rebellion from within the army.
Right.
But I don't think that could be the cornerstone for Israel's policy at the moment. I don't see that on the cards at the moment, but perhaps, who knows? But still, as I say, I don't know whether there is an uprising, whether that will be any more benign towards Israel.
Right, especially given the level of anti-Israel propaganda that has been in play for the last since 1979, and becoming more and more aggressive and more overt as the regime took hold. We do need to leave it there. Martin Sherman, thank you for that. Founder and CEO of the Israel Institute for Strategic Studies, former lecturer at Tel Aviv University. It is about to go 7 o'clock. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction on 0618951019. Coming up after 7, we'll be chatting to Chris Eland. He's an energy analyst, managing director of EE Intelligence, talking about the situation in terms of electricity here in South Africa. My